out and discuss how much money for a dowry in the dunya that should be given. And what's the din if the proper amount was not given? Our Mishnah Zion discussed having a father who had died, a Yisrael, and the father before he had died gave money to a third party to hold on to eventually buy either a Nidunya for his daughter or a piece of property for her, for when she will eventually do Nisuin. Yet, when she did Erisin, she requests that the money be given to her fiancé now, and that he should be able to do with the money that which he wants. The Mishnah says as follows. Hamashlish Mois Labitai, a person who gave to a third party money for his daughter, Biomeris, and she says, after Nisuin, Neman Bali Alai, my husband now, my Arus, should be Neman to do with the money that which he wants. What's the halacha? Yasa Sholish Masha Hushlish Biyada, give her a mayor. You cannot listen to the girl, you cannot listen to the Arus, but rather, the third party who was given the money by the father has to do what he was told to do. That's what Reb Meir says. Reb Yossi argues. Reb Yossi Yomer v'chi'ein el sada v'hiroi to the makra. The money that he's holding is no different than the land that this third party would have bought. Harihi mechur me'achshav. So let them sell the land now. Let's look at it as if the land had been bought, and if the land was bought, the girl and her new husband would be able to sell it. So therefore, now that she's an arusa, we can listen to her and give the money to the fiancé that he could do what he wants. That's the Mishnah. But Madram Amurim B'Gadayla. This is all talking about that if this girl, this claim is now a Gadayla, then she would have the ability to sell the piece of land if the third party had already bought it. About the Katana, but if she was just a Katana, then she's an Arusa, which she has no das, she doesn't have enough das to be able to sell a piece of land, and even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the third party is not allowed to give the money over, and that the third party has to fulfill the rutzin of the deceased father. About the Katana, ain't Maisa Katana, quote.